Testing, testing. All right, well, at least we're online here. Thank you for clicking on voiceofvashon.org. Unfortunately, extreme technical difficulties have led us to the worst-case scenario of recording the match on our phones, but no matter what, we're going to get the call in, even if it's just Nick Keenan listening on the website. But either way, first game of the season for the Pirates boys varsity team in a season where they are looking for nothing but the state championship. Players are out on the pitch. We waited till the last minute just to see if we could get it going as Mason Haynes gets us underway back to center back Gavin Keenan. He's playing left center back as usual, starting next to Jair Vai, finds a left back Oscar Cobb. He'll go right back to Keenan. Ozzie Tanner starting a goal. Caden Miller, a new introduction into the varsity squad, playing at right back. DM is, of course, Avery McLean. Now here's Yoni Respighi, top goal scorer last season. Finds Vai, who's giving it straight away to Bush. Early attack for Bush. Vai puts in a tackle, and Tanner will scramble across, is able to just keep it in and fall on it. Well done, Ozzie Tanner, as Jair Vai, early to make a mistake, almost allowed the Bush attacker. That's Gianluca Weintraub to get in for the Blazers. Tanner rolls it out to Keenan. Lewis Thompson starting the midfield next to Avery McLean. Every season, Thompson has been dropping deeper ever since he was top goal scorer 2 years ago. Pirates have given the ball away again in the midfield, picked up by Bush. Good tackle made by Isaac Newcomb, newly named captain alongside Lewis Thompson. Played down the left-hand side now for Bush. Here comes their left winger, Colin Cusso. Tackle made by the recovering Lewis Thompson. It'll be a throw-in for the Blazers. Quick start by Bush, slow start by Vashon.
Tell you what, right out of the gate, you can see the rate of play is a step up from league play.
Oh, yeah. These guys play in the Emerald Sound Conference, which, if you did not know, Jamie, has produced 6 out of the last 7 1A state champions. The only exception, Vashon Island in 2019. Now here's Thompson on the ball. Good through ball to find Newcomb. Newcomb now across the halfway line. Great tackle by the center back of Bush, and they will drop it back to their goalkeeper. Trying to figure out which keeper that is. They've got 3 listed on the roster, but I'm going to guess that that's Rafe Fox. Giving the ball away to Respighi. Drops it back to McLean inside Bush territory. McLean tries to switch it. Picked up again by Weintraub, and the ref's blown for a handball.
Wow.
And the Pirates will get away with one. Free kick for Vashon, taken quickly by McLean into Cobb Migeter on the left-hand side. Coming across is Weintraub. Cobb Migeter down the line for Rowan Marceau Roach. Lays it off for Cobb Migeter. Got a little bit of luck from the off the deflection from the right back, and that is Lucas Pitchler to send it out for a Pirate throw on the near side, deep in Bush territory. We did not start the clock. We always forget to do that.
Oh, man. God.
A lot on our minds.
All kinds of technical problems.
Picked up by Gavin Keenan, who's ventured far forward for Vashon, cannot keep it in bounds. And that'll be a throw-in for the Blazers. Looks to be a pretty new referee crew here.
Yeah, I don't recognize any of these people.
Yeah, we've John Thomas's. I think you're getting a call here.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, it might matter. We might be able to go live. McLean wins a throw-in for Vashon. Might be able to get online here, which would be great. We'd only miss about a minute of the game. But if not, we'll stay here on the recording as Gavin Keenan, trying to pitch the ball to Oscar Cobb-Migeter to get the throw-in, smacks it straight into the new VO system. Okay, he's... Yeah, all right, so the plan right now seems to be that we will get to the other studio and try the phone system from there, which means, best case scenario, we only miss about 20 minutes. Jair Vai tries to pick out Respighi. It's fallen to him. Yoni Respighi inside the box. Top scorer, goal scorer last season. Great save. Second ball, Thompson blocked. Now Marceau Roach can't get his touch right. Leaves it off for Haynes. It's deflected in. Star boy Mason Haynes makes it 1-0 with only 3 minutes in. And after a defensive collapse from Bush, Vashon finds himself 1-0 in the lead.
Oh, I can't help myself. The hunt for Red October picking up where he left off. That is good, good play from the Pirates.
I'm not sure if we can chalk down an assist. Mason Haynes just missed out on top goal scorer last year to Yoni Respighi. I think it was about a 2-goal difference. But between the two, they had over 50 goals last year. And Haynes, with not 5 minutes gone, has opened his account for Vashon. It was a dodgy goal. It was jammy, but it's 1-0 to Vashon.
Jammy. It's a good word. It was jammy.
Sent back to the center back of Bush. That's number 19, Kenzo Yoakum. Trouble with Respighi. Picked up by Newcomb, trying to touch it in the box. cleared away by Bush. Winning it is McLean, heading it wide for Marceau Roach. Rowan Marceau Roach, Christ turn down the right-hand side. Good tackle by Pitchler, but it will fall to Cobb Migeter. Excuse me, Oscar Cobb, as he's preferred to be called these days. I'll try and remember that. Now forward by Weintraub. Recovering is Thompson. Great physicality from the captain. Lewis Thompson away from two to escape pressure. Down the right-hand side for Respighi. He's got space in front of him. Yoni Respighi. Just let the ball go a little bit. There's left back Justin Chen winning the ball back for the Blazers. Heavy challenge by Thompson. Ball one in the center of the park by Newcomb. Out wide on the left for Oscar Cobb. Down the line trying to find Newcomb again. Haynes can't get there. Cleared away by the center back of Bush. That's Lothar Ederer. And that will be sent all the way down. Big clearance by Ederer. And Tanner will let that one roll for a goal kick.
Is it me or does Tanner have a new look going? I almost don't recognize him out there. Did he change his hair?
I don't think he changed his hair since last season.
Okay.
He is wearing, like, a jersey that looks to be from some sort of English Sunday league over 60s.
Maybe that's it.
But I think he's got a new keeper jersey coming. Now for the first time, Miller, not a good start. Caden Miller gives the ball away. Trying to slip it down the left-hand side is Bush, Jair Vai, there to recover and send it out. Miller down the line, didn't go out of bounds. Now here's Respighi, bullied off the ball by Charlie Aldehef. Or Al-Hadef, excuse me, Al-Hadef. And the Pirates win a throw-in on the far side. Well, we didn't start the clock in time, so we'll call it. We're about 5 minutes in. I'm sure we'll put this little tidbit on the website just in case Mason wants to hear his goal back, but it is 1-0 to the Pirates early on against the Bush Blazers, who last season, despite winning their district tournament, which is no small feat, they had to knock out Overlake and Sass. They didn't quite do so well in state, beating Highland on penalties, but then getting trounced in the quarterfinals by Cascade Leavenworth, who pretty much did the same thing to us in the third place match. Now Cobb down the line trying to find Marceau Roach off of Pitchler, and that'll be another throw-in for Vachon on the near side. Let's see, Lucas Pitchler, seems like he switched positions. When I was watching the film, clever little back heel by Marceau Roach who escaped pressure. Here goes Cobb, showed too much to Pitchler. Now here comes their center forward. That's Faniel Wodaje. Out on the right for Gianluca Weintraub. Bush missing their key talisman, Xavi Della Santi, out with an injury that he got in practice. Dropped back to the center back of the Blazers. Goes long. Down the right-hand side for Bush. Headed down into Cobb by Marceau Roach. Oscar Cobb can't hang on. And picked up by Pitchler, who will let it roll for a throw-in near side halfway line.
Yeah, we didn't have an opportunity to touch on a number of the interesting storylines this season. New head coach, new captains, new formation, a lot to keep your eyes on today.
Yeah, Pirates starting with four in the back, which is different from the last couple of years. John Thomas is the new head coach, although head coach, motivator, fundraiser.
Svengali.
Yeah, we don't know his role, but we do know that this is a player-led team, meaning that I believe he listed Zan London Chambers and August Kantmeyer as the managers for this match. I do see Dara Kennan and Jamie O'Neill on the touchline. As the Pirates maintain possession with Vi. Pressed by Wodaje. Vi shows too much of the pressure but gets out of it. And he will lose the ball out of bounds for a Bush throw-in. That's the second time Vi's conceded possession. Throw-in taken down the line towards Wodaje over his head. And Vi will send it out. And we'll repeat another throw-in for the Blazers.
To be clear, is JT even over there?
If he is.
Is he under the umbrella?
If he is, he's lurking.
Under the umbrella, lurking.
Maybe. He could just be up in the stands. He's probably talking to Shanti. Vi, down the line, way too far ahead of Haynes. And that'll be picked up without much trouble by Lothar Ederer. Now the left back, Chen.
I have to say, as a commentator, I prefer that second team jersey where you can read the numbers.
Yeah. Flicked on by Wodaje, trying to switch it to Weintraub. Cobb is there and will clear it. Headed back in by Ederer. Now McLean. Plays one down the right-hand side. Headed down well by Haynes. Now here's Respighi. Back into Haynes. Mason Haynes through on goal. Haynes against the keeper. 2-0. What a start by Mason Haynes. Not 10 minutes in and he's already got two.
Wow. Heads hanging from the Bush Athletic tent on the opposite side of the field. They were awful loud during the second team game. Really quiet right now.
I mean, that's what Haynes will do to you.
Yeah.
Quick counter by the Pirates. Great work rate in the center of the park by McLean. Picks up possession for Vachon, flicks it on. Respighi cuts inside like he does so well, and he's always looking for that run from Haynes, and that run's always going to be there. And when Mason Haynes is through one-on-one, there's only one outcome. And Bush quickly find themselves down 2-0. Ederer, long for the Blazers. That's never going to work. Vi heads it out of bounds. They're looking for their tall striker, Fanuel Wadaje. Oh, he is tall. Oh,
he is tall.
He's got to be like 6'3". Mm-hmm. He's taller than Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing by Pitchler. Back to their center midfielder. That's number 16, Breitenbucher.
Flick.
Good ball. Oh, no, that is Delasanti. Delasanti is playing. Xavi Delasanti with the strike. Oh, they're back in front.
Wow.
What a hit by Xavi Delasanti. And he did exactly what we knew he was going to do. He loves to cut in on his left and fire it near post. He did just that. The coach lied to you.
Coach is playing tricks.
The coach is playing tricks. Delasanti's in, and he's punished the Pirates to get Bush back in the game. What a play by Delasanti. We knew he was dangerous coming in.
We did indeed, and I'll tell you what, that's not on the Easter Bunny. Ozzy did everything he could. That's way too close to let a threat like that in.
Yeah, I mean, what a finish. You can't let him cut in. You want to know something? I talked to Oscar Cobb-Migeter and Gavin Keenan before the game. I was like, all right, number 8, Xavi Delasanti loves to cut in, wants to hit it on his left foot and go near post. Lo and behold, look what's happened.
Well, it's one thing to understand that on paper.
Delasanti.
How we doing?
Wadaje. Back to the CDM. I think we're just going to have to do this. Sorry about that. We're back. Just the power outage. Those living on Vachon know that there was a major power outage about, what we'll call it, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And the voice of Vachon phone system has suffered. Great ball down the line for Weintraub. Just too far. He'll get there, but at the corner of the 18 on the far side, Miller retreating does just enough to force Weintraub wide. And wins a throw-in for Vachon. Well done, Caden Miller. That's great right-back play by the junior. Throw it, taken down the line. Respighi can't collect. Now Wadaje trying to go forward. Cleared away by, I believe that's, no, that isn't Haynes. That's Respighi. And Bush will get another throw. Whew.
Man.
I mean, it's so disappointing that we're not live because we've got a cracking game here.
Absolutely.
Stars on display. Oh, it's so sad. Headed away by Respighi. No, that's not Respighi.
No.
Who is that? Is that Isaac Newcomb? No.
No. Is it Thompson?
Oh, no, it's Miller. I don't know what I'm talking about. Caden Miller. Knocks along down the line. Newcomb in pursuit. Precious Ederer. Newcomb still trying to win and has done so. Isaac Newcomb squares it in. There's Haynes. Haynes on a hat trick. Pass the kick. Tackle.
No.
Are you kidding? Why didn't he just put it in the net?
He was just off rhythmically. Once he juked out the keeper, the ball was just half a step in front of him, giving the defense time to recover.
What a tackle by Kenzo. Kenzo Yoakum.
Yeah.
Incredible defensive effort. Oh, the hat trick was staring him in the face. Just put it in the net. Don't try to cut around the keeper. Well, the Pirates have a corner. It'll be Marceau Roach to take it. His left foot will provide an outswinger on the near side. Rowan Marceau Roach whips one in low, flicked on Newcomb. Oh, just missed the back post. Set back in and scored. It's Avery McLean. 3-1 Vachon.
Oh, the people's champ. 2025. That's fantastic. It's a great play from McLean.
And the scouting report seems to be coming up completely accurate. Bush have got teeth on the attack, but lackluster defensively. Again, you've got to get that clear. You cannot allow that ball to bounce inside the 18 off a corner. That has got to get away. And with the talent that Vachon have, you're always going to get punished. This time it's McLean. Picked up by Ederer, who will square it into, who's that, number 3? Justin Chen. Oh, one again. Here's Newcomb at the top of the box. Newcomb slips it in. Marceau Roach, not a great touch. Marceau Roach scores anyway. The floodgates are open. It's 4-1, and you gotta say, with only about 15 minutes gone, that is game, set, and match, ladies and gentlemen.
I think it might be. Let's put one on the board.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, man. It's easy. Marceau Roach with his first goal of the season. Newcomb providing the assist. You can't give the ball away there. You just can't.
No, Bush has got some serious defensive problems.
Serious defensive problems. They got to find DeLisanti. They just can't get the only time they've gone. Oh, my God. They're giving it away again. Newcomb down the right-hand side for Haynes. Surely not five. Defended by Ederer. Haynes forced into the corner and will lose possession out for a Bush throw right on the corner of the far side. What are they doing? I mean,
they're
go long at this point.
Yeah, they're nervy right now. They don't know what's happening. Yeah, they got to get number 8 involved here. It's going to 4-1. I think this thing might be over.
Yeah, surely you got to get DeLisanti on the ball. I mean, it's too late now. Vachon aren't going to concede a three-goal lead. Sure. Well, never say never, but I mean, come on. It's almost disappointing.
I know.
It's almost disappointing.
We'll see what
happens. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. At least it's not one of those 0-0 sort of, defensive. That's not great. Oh, these guys really aren't that good. Sorry to say it, friends. Lucas Pitchler conceding a throw-in on the far side. Haynes. Or excuse me, no, that was Miller. No, that was Haynes. They look very similar. Mm-hmm. Weintraub. Back to Pitchler. Weintraub again. Gianluca Weintraub. Turning away from Newcomb. Finding DeLisanti. Great ball. Shabby DeLisanti down the right. Well, I say great ball over hit. Looking for the right winger. Kyle O'Kelly. Couldn't find him out for a throw-in on the near side for Cobb Migeter.
Haven't seen much of that from Bush. Their midfield hasn't been terribly present.
Newcomb and Thompson have incredible work rate. Oh, Cobb's giving it away, though. Picked up in the midfield by Bush, taking it wide. Is there a center midfielder? Oh, that's going to take more than that to get past Oscar Cobb. Cobb back to London Chambers. Is coming at center back. London Chambers gives the ball on the way in the box. And it will fall to DeLisanti. Dinks one towards the back post, and Keenan's there to send it away. I missed the substitution. Looks like London Chambers came in for Jair Vai, and almost a horror moment for the senior.
Guess he's going to coach from the field.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Picked up on the far side. Won by Vachon. Respighi tried to find Haynes, sent out by Pitchler. Well, Dodgy will keep it in. Trying to go down the left-hand side for Bush. There's Miller in recovery. Gives the ball away. Winning it back. Thompson tried to flick on. That's a bit cheeky. Strike from range. It took a block. No. Late hit. Newcomb will concede the foul. And it will put Bush in a pretty good spot for a free kick about 10 yards away and a little bit wide of the 18. Not wide of the 18, but wide of the D, excuse me. And Tanner will have to set up his wall well here. On the subject of goalkeepers, what I heard from John Thomas, alleged head coach, is that Ozzie Tanner will, and he obviously is, be starting for this Bush game, and Jeff Nelson will start in their huge match on Saturday against 3A top four placers Ballard. And one thing I've heard from Nelson, Jeff Nelson, is that he might get some minutes in this game to warm up for Ballard, mm-hmm. and the way the scoreline is going, I could see that being possible. Why is the clock stopped? Oh, no. Never mind. It was lagging. Excuse me. All right. Free kick for the Blazers. I think that's number 16, Miles Breitenbucher, standing over it. Not DeLisanti.
DeLisanti's teed up, right?
He's teed up. Breitenbucher will strike it into the wall. Well done. I think that was Caden Miller getting the block off. Fall back to Breitenbucher. Escapes for Spiegel. Good tackle by Miller out for a throw-in on the far side. The Blazers need something. They need it now. They've shown promise in the final third, but that defense has let them down. Now London Chambers picks it up, pressed by Wodaje, and after a couple deflections, the Pirates will get a throw-in on the far side. Taken quickly by Miller down the line, headed on by Respighi, picked up in the midfield by Al-Hadef. Now here's DeLisanti, down the left-hand side, now Xavi DeLisanti gives it away, couldn't find Al-Hadef. One back by Al-Hadef. Back now into the left winger, and McLean will clear it. Down the left-hand side, and Haynes will take an interest here. Mason Haynes still looking for that hat trick. Haynes goes down hard, challenged by Ederer. And the ref will just say it's a throw, and that was a crunching tackle by the center back, Lothar Ederer, on Mason Haynes, who is protesting, but you know what? I think he got the ball.
I do, too. I think that's a good call from the ref, a good no-call.
McLean, Haynes, cutting inside. DeLisanti pressing. Haynes will leave it for Miller. Ken Miller now down the line for Respighi, working on Wodaje. Can't get away from him. Fanuel Wadaje wins it back. Now here's DeLaSanti at about the 50-yard line looking for a pass. Has got one trying to find Weintraub, and Tanner will step just out of his box to clear it away with his feet. Marcel Roach flicks it on. No one in the vicinity. Recovering is Chen. He'll drop it back to Ederer. Stepping is Marcel Roach. Ederer almost gave it away. Now here's Chen under pressure from the senior row, and Marcel Roach. Ederer will go long towards Weintraub. Won by Cobb. Now here's McLean. Just ahead of the 50-yard line, we'll drop back to London Chambers, and the Pirates can reset. Out wide on the right for Caden Miller, who will go all the way back to Tanner.
Yeah, it's interesting to see McLean, his pace never changes.
Yeah, always working hard. That looked out of bounds, and it is thrown for Bush. On the near side, Gianluca Weintraub had an incredible season back in 2022 when the Blazers lifted the state title, but injury prevented him from playing all of last year, but now here he is on the ball, dinks it down the line, searching for Brighton Booker. Missed by him, but McLean has to recover and concede a throw-in on the near side, very close to the corner flag of the Pirates' half, and now we'll see another double substitution for Vachon. Debut, a season debut for Finn Kennan and August Kantmeyer. They will be replacing Yoni Respighi and Lewis Thompson, sending Isaac Newcomb out to right mid, assumedly Kantmeyer to center attacking mid, and Kennan at the DM position. Throw-in coming for the Blazers, taken by O'Kelly, flicked on, searching for DeLaSanti, cleared away. Haynes, great physicality. McLean, first touch for Kantmeyer in some space. What can he do? Kantmeyer, Travella pass on the right-hand side is a good one to find Newcomb. First time down the line, searching for Haynes. Ederer coming across. Mason Haynes gets there first. Oh, away from Ederer. Haynes forced out wide. He's got passing options. Cuts inside. Haynes looks for a through ball. Finds Newcomb, who was offside.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Good work, though, by Isaac Newcomb. August Kantmeyer, good ball with the outside of his foot into space ahead of Isaac Newcomb. Those two have good chemistry. And the Blazers will make a couple of subs. Checking off is Brighton Booker and O'Kelly, replaced by Parker Scholes. And on this near side, turn and show me your number. Thank you, number 6, Edwin Duong. Let's see if this guy can provide. Oh, no. See if this number 11 can provide something like Paul Scholes. They need Paul Scholes to get back in this game. DeLaSanti. You'll notice teams do this. They'll put their talisman in center mid, and as they play the Pirates, they'll gradually push them up. Mm-hmm. You see DeLaSanti now just straight up center forward. London Chambers. Miller on the right-hand side. Caden Miller bursting down the lane. Finds Kennan, his first touch of the match. Finn Kennan. Pressed by Weintraub. Kennan puts a shoulder into it. Weintraub comes away with it and wins a throw-in. Kennan, little too lackluster in possession. Giving the Blazers a chance to catch their breath. Here's the left back for Bush. Pressed by Haynes. Not much trouble. There's Weintraub. Now Wadaje on the left-hand side. Down the line. Out of bounds. Bush throw.
Wadaje is a fun name to say.
Yeah, Fanuel Wadaje is his name.
Fanuel?
Fanuel, like Manuel, but with a PH. Wadaje. Heavy, heavy tackle by Finn Kennan. And that'll be a free kick again for the Blazers, pretty much in the exact same spot as last time, about 10 yards away from the 18, and slightly to the left. See, Tanner did well to set his wall the first time. Let's see if he can mirror that this time.
Why do we see midfield pushing up and up and up on the Pirates? You were talking about number 8 and saying it's common. Why is that?
Well, they need goals. And they're willing to sacrifice control of the midfield if they know that once they get him in that position, he'll be far more deadly. Played low by Weintraub, read all the way by Miller, cleared away. Newcomb can't control it. Weintraub, great turn away from Newcomb, and crunching in is Caden Miller. Oh, man, he took out Weintraub and Newcomb, and Newcomb looks to have gotten the worst of it. Oh, man, steam engine Caden Miller did not care who he got.
He didn't like the buzz out there. He didn't like Miller. All the whispers. He didn't like everyone saying, well, technical player, but who knows.
Yeah, man, Miller will get a yellow and have to sub off, meaning I'm assuming Jair Vai will come back in and they'll push London Chambers to right back. Or no, who's that? Quill Tegenfeldt Foeman coming in for the Pirates.
Oh, blonde ambition. Let's
so
do it, brother.
Possibly Finn Kennan dropping back to center back next to Zan London Chambers. Again, so disappointed that this is not on air.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we will do, we'll figure out the technical things. Well, I'm not sure I'll be much help. I'm not very techy. Another free kick for the Blazers, this time well wide, and I think Weintraub will surely cross this in. Only a 3-man wall from Tanner. Weintraub, he's got targets in. Wadaje and DeLaSanti and Moore. Plays it low. Foot down by Wadaje. No one there. And Tegenfeldt, Foman clears it away. Haynes will get there first ahead of Ederer. Haynes leaves it for Newcomb, who'll go long first time on the left-hand side just behind McLean. Has to hold up his run to get there. Chest down by McLean. Plays the through ball. Too much heat on it. And it will go to the keeper. Who's picked up. Oh, what's he doing?
He's out.
Oh, no. No, no, no. He's lost the plot. The keeper's just picked it up outside the box. Oh, ref. Get your cards out. What's he doing, man? Ray Fox saw Mason Haynes and lost his head.
He lost his head. Everyone is coming undone here.
Oh,
panic.
Man. That's a free kick for the Pirates right outside the box, just to the right of the D. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that hurts.
Oh, you can't do that in the Emerald Sound Conference. Overlake will kill you for that.
Yeah.
Thompson comes back in for Vachon, directing traffic. Let's see who they'll put over this. McLean's taking an interest, so is Thompson. It'll be one of the two. Wall set up, it's a 5 or 6 man wall by Rafe, or Ray for however you pronounce his name. Thompson measuring up his run. I imagine it will be the captain Thompson. It is Thompson. No, he left it for McLean. Avery McLean with a strike into the wall. Couldn't get the height on it. Cleared away only as far as Kantmeyer, going out wide on the right for Thompson. Back in is the captain, Lewis Thompson. Bursting down the right-hand side. He's got Tegenfeldt. Foman puts the cross in. Can't find him. Collected by Rafe. And he needs some options here. Or, excuse me, Rafe Fox. His last name is Fox. That's my bad. Fox knocks it away. Picked up by Cobb. Little loose in possession. Now Duong. Tackled by McLean. And that'll be out for a Bush throw on the near side. Chen throws it into Weintraub. Sends it in to the center midfielder, Al-Hadef Ederer. Back to Fox. Fox will go along the goalkeeper. Checking in is Scholes. Flicks on for Wodaje. Sending it long. DeLaSanti taking interest. It's him versus Keenan. Keenan versus DeLaSanti. And DeLaSanti does enough to force Keenan to send it out for a throw-in on the near side. Well done, Gavin Keenan. Staying strong with the presence of Xavi DeLaSanti on his back.
I'd love to see more 1v1 like that just to see where Keenan's at.
Yeah. Throw in by DeLaSanti, one by Cobb. Marceau Roach didn't clear it quick enough. Picked up now by Duong. Here's DeLaSanti trying to find a shot. Can't do so. Tackled away by Kennan. Now Cobb, only as far as Chen. He'll head it down for Al-Hadef. Back to Chen. Now Duong, the right back, needs an option. Has got one. Can't pick out Weintraub. Deflected off of Cobb for a throw in on the near side.
Ten Weintraub, is that the fellow you were saying was out all season with an injury, or
yep,
is that someone else?
It was Gianluca Weintraub, number 10.
Yeah.
And you can feel his presence on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of DeLaSanti, I'd say he looks their second most technical player. There he is, Weintraub. Now Pitchell, or what's his name? Pitchler. Gives it away to Kennan. Trying to bulldoze his way through Finn Kennan, and almost does so. Haynes can't keep it in bounds on the far side. Throwing it for the Blazers. Just about, we'll call it 30-odd minutes gone. Pirates up 4-1 against the Bush School Blazers. Two goals from Haynes, one from McLean, one from Marceau Roach. The Pirates on fire early on. Couple of defensive concerns, but overall, dominating Bush, especially in their own half. Cleared away by Ederer. Bush showed signs on attack. Great finish by DeLaSanti to get one back at 2-1. But nothing defensively. DeLaSanti down the left-hand side. Good first touch. What's he got? Plays across it. It's a good one. Duong! Oh, he's missed it. What a chance for Duong. That was incredible play by Xavi DeLaSanti to get the cross off. In defense of Duong, who had it pretty much right in the six-yard box, it was basically at waist level.
Yeah.
So it's hard to know. You can't really find a good part of the body
is
to hit it
knee?
With.
Is it a head? Yeah. What are you going to do?
But well done by DeLaSanti. Gavin Keenan will go long. Over the head of one. Wadaje wins it. Now here's Pitchler. Heavy touch. McLean finds Thompson. Great tackle by Wadaje, but it finds McLean again. Thompson. He's got a couple of runners in the box. Lewis Thompson working on Al-Hadef. Thompson puts a cross and blocked by Al-Hadef, who did very well.
I'll say.
As a makeshift left back against Lewis Thompson, will be a throw-in for the Pirates.
Yeah, it's no easy task with Thompson's pace.
Substitution for the Blazers. Looks like they're pulling Duong. Coach saw enough after that miss.
Darn it.
And replacing him with a new right back who should turn his back to me so I can see his number. Oh, he's being... Is he... Sh- short of the, oh no, it's number 16. It's Brighton Booker's back on the pitch. Now here's Kantmeyer, has time to line up a pass, tries to find Thompson, good step by Wadaje to take it off his feet, but it will be another Pirate throw.
You know, if if Bush is to have any hope in this match, they got to get at least one before the half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to get one, and they got to get it soon. Honestly, I think they got to get two. They just have to – you got to stop the defensive mistakes. They can score. They can most certainly – oh, Thompson getting cheeky with it, a little turn flick into Kantmeyer, who gave it away. Picked up now by the Blazers. That's Nicholas Huffnagel. Now Al-Hadef. Back to Pitchler, who will go long searching for Wadaje. That's a great ball by Pitchler. Well, sort of. Tanner's off his line and will clear without much fuss. McLean in the midfield. Got pressure behind him from Brighton Booker. Oh, great composure by McLean, although he's given it away. One in the center circle by Kantmeyer. Thompson towing it down the line. Nobody really home. Ettinger will get there ahead of Haynes without much trouble, but is forced to clear it away. And the Blazers make another substitution. Off comes Huffnagel. Some crazy names on this roster.
Huffnagel, it's like a professor at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Huffnagel.
Throw in taken by London Chambers. Taken felt Foeman, cleared away by Pitchler, searching for Wadaje, who's been all over the pitch. Keenan under some pressure. Wadaje will take an injury, shove in the back, and the referee will blow up for that.
That's a good call.
Yeah, little too much from Fanuel Wadaje, who is really tall.
He's tall.
They got to get him in the box for crosses. Keenan, taken Phil Holman. First time back to Kennan, who's now playing center back. Out wide to London Chambers at right back. Stands on it. Kennan again. Minimal pressure from Wadaje. Easy enough for Kennan to go back to Tanner. Now Keenan. Plenty of time for Vachon as we head towards the first half whistle. Keenan cuts away from Scholes. Now here's McLean. Heavy tackle by Shannon is a good one. McLean gives away possession in the center of the park, but recovers well. Weintraub couldn't quite get his croquette to come off. It'll fall to Cobb. Drops it back to Tanner, who has time to take a touch or two. Does so and escapes the pressure from Weintraub into Keenan. Gavin Keenan fires one low. That's a tough one for Tegenfeld. Foma to control. Thompson tries to flick it on. Wasn't on the same page as Kantmeyer. Now here's Brighton Booker for Bush. Just ahead of the halfway line. Finds the left back towards Wadaje. Good tackle by Kennan. It's fallen to the left midfield. DeLaSanti, good ball into Wadaje. What's he got? Wadaje outside of the foot straight at Tanner. Looking for the cross, trying to find Pitchler, I think it was, in the center of the park. Or no, that wasn't Pitchler, that was Scholes, but could not get enough on it. Tanner was there.
Tanner's looking sharp thus far.
Yep, not much you could do about the first goal, and hasn't really made any mistakes thus far. Good ball by Keenan into Kantmeyer, laying it off for London Chambers. Keeps it in, finds Thompson at the 50. Lewis Thompson. Decent hold-up play. Almost gave it away to DeLaSanti. Back to London Chambers. Kennan now under some pressure from Wadaje and Scholes. Dinks one great ball into Kantmeyer inside the center circle. Lost his spacing a little bit. Stepping is Ettinger. Sends it up in the air. Thompson heads it down the line searching for Haynes. Cleared away again by Ettinger. Stepping is Kennan. Headed back into Wadaje by Brighton Booker. Wadaje cannot escape McLean and Tegenfeld Foeman, and Kennan will clear it out as Yoni Respighi prepares to come back in for Vachon. And will replace, I believe it is Rowan, yes, it is Rowan Marceau-Roach coming off. Good goal scored by him just about, we'll call it 20 minutes in.
I'd like to see a lot of interplay between those two. Just keep swapping them out and just keep them running.
Yeah. Oh, great turn by Haynes. And he flicked it onto Respighi. Space in front of Respighi's in the box. For first goal of the season, just loses. Oh, no, but the ref's blown up. Oh, Respighi was offside. Wouldn't have counted anyway, and Haynes is down. He took a knock when he played that pass. Let's see. All right, so I see what the ref's done here. He played advantage, but because Respighi was offside, there was no advantage, so he'll go back for the free kick for the Pirates.
Yeah, I see.
Not in shooting range. It's about 20 yards away from the 18. Mm-hmm. But Thompson will take interest about putting this in a dangerous area, and you can see Keenan migrating up and Cobb. See what Thompson's got in his locker here. Lewis Thompson fires one in, does not beat the first man. Not a great ball by Thompson. Crashes in, wins the second ball. Falls again to Pitchler, and the ref's blown for a foul. Wow. He should have played advantage. Oh, the ref. The ref's done more harm to Bush there. Sent long by Ettinger. Not a great one. Oh, Keenan's missed it completely. Whoa. Cobb saved him. It was about a fall to DeLaSanti.
Keenan missed it because of McLean's fake header.
Yeah. Oh, Haynes almost gets there and forces bad pass by Ederer thrown for the Pirates at about the 50 on the near side.
Speaking of Keenan, there's a Keenan sandwich down there at the fence line. Mallory's back from school.
Yeah. That's Mallory cool. and Kelly next to Ethan Cutterback of the maths department at VHS checking his phone. Thrown down the line by Keenan looking for Respighi. Across comes Ederer, takes one in the head from Respighi, and that'll be a free kick. High boot called on Respighi. About five-four minutes to go in the first half. Pirates up 4-1. Thank you for tuning in on voiceofvashon.org. Unfortunately, we couldn't get this match to go live. We had some technical difficulties back at the studio. Maybe we'll get the second half. Give our producer Dan Schuler a chance to try and work out some of the kinks that they have back there. That power outage really threw the grid for a loop.
Sure did.
Pitchler thrown blocked by London Chambers, and then it'll be another throw for Bush on the far side. Thank you to Dan Schuler again. He's working overtime trying to get us back on business, and thank you to the voice of Vashon underwriters, Vashon Thriftway, for all things they do for Vashon Soccer and Vashon Sports. Thrown taken down the line, searching for Wadaje, tries to leave it for Delasante. Wadaje puts a cross in, and it takes a deflection. Bit of a weird one, and Bush will have their first corner of the evening.
I think that ball came off Keenan.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, let's see. It'll be nice to get a good look at this first-time corner. Who's taking it over there?
Is
that number 10?
Weintraub, yeah.
Weintraub.
Delasante, he's tall, too. But surely Wadaje will be the target here. Marked by Thompson. Wadaje escapes Thompson. Ball played in. It's a lofty one. Ederer couldn't get there. Cleared away. Pitchler will win the ball, but he's forced out of his break. Tackled by Respighi. Can he keep it in? No, he can't. Well done by Yoni Respighi as Lucas Pitchler was in trouble in there. Pitchler with the throw-in. Checking in is Weintraub. Heads it backwards to Al-Hadef. Tackle made by Haynes. It'll come away with it. Or will he? Confusion in the middle of the park. Brighton Booker involved, as is McLean, who will win possession for the Pirates. Yoni Respighi cuts inside away from one, not the second, but will fall to Tegenfeldt Foleman. Back to Respighi. Inside now. He's looking for the run on the right-hand side. He's got it. Lewis Thompson overplayed the pass. Respighi. Thompson in the right spot, but Respighi couldn't find him.
Is Newcomb on the pitch?
No. No, he's been out for a bit. I mean, it makes total sense. We're up 4-1. You got to rest your players.
Sure. I didn't see him come off.
Think the only reason Haynes is still on the pitch. Oh, yeah, I didn't either. We're making a lot of subs. I think the only reason Haynes is still on the pitch is because he's on a hat trick.
Mm-hmm.
Ederer. Chen in a lot of space, the right back. Nearest to him is Respighi. Chen plays one low. Almost found Wadaje. Stepped by Cobb. Now Thompson. Good tackle by Al-Hadef. Thompson still fighting for it. Chen will come away with it. Thompson, a bit of a late challenge, but didn't do very much, and it'll be out for a Pirate throw.
I don't know. It seems kind of sloppy here for the last 5-6 minutes.
Yeah. I think the Pirates getting a little lackluster with their lead.
Well, Bush not able to put anything together at all.
Yeah. And if only they had started the game off focus. I think they underestimated the Pirates. Good tackle by Weintraub on Cobb. Cutting inside is Gianluca Weintraub, but a swarm of Pirates winning the ball back for Vashon. Respighi goes down, advantage. McLean. Now Thompson couldn't flick it on for Haynes or Cobb. Cleared away by Ederer into Scholes, who can't keep it in. Like, if Bush had just started off a little more focused and hadn't conceded so many goals early on, they'd have a chance in this game.
Yeah.
Because I would not call the Pirates a better team for the latter stage of this first half.
No, the defense got caught sleeping. And in fairness, Mason Haynes can put it on you quick.
Do that, but you gotta know that. I mean, surely there was a scouting report. Ball down the line, searching for Wodaje. Kennan's there, he'll shield it. Tanner off his line, he spilled it! Uh-huh. Lucky that London Chambers was there to save him. London Chambers forced out of bounds. Tanner, there's his first mistake of the afternoon. Didn't really matter that much. Brighton Booker couldn't control it. Kennan at the top of the Pirates 18. Spreads it for Respighi on the left-hand side. Coming across is Weintraub. Respighi cannot escape Gianluca Weintraub. That'll be a foul on Respighi. And this is what you start to see from Yoni Respighi. They start to read that he's going to cut in. And then you get players, talented players like Gianluca Weintraub, who are like, you're going to cut in. I'm just going to put myself in between me and you and draw the foul. And it's exactly what happens. And if you're a Spiegy, now's the moment you have to recognize that. You have to say, okay, these guys know what I'm about. I'm going to switch it up. We'll see if he does that.
Didn't happen last season. He stayed the course.
No, and it made him somewhat ineffective in the big games in state. Ball played in by Weintraub. Time of the referee's watch for the half. They need a goal, and they need it now. It came off Tegenfeld Foeman. That'll be a corner. Quill Tegenfeld Foeman doing just enough to send it out for a Bush corner. And they'll want to put this on the head of Wadaje. Last corner was a little too much on it, a little too lofty. You got to drive it in with some power, so Wadaje just has to get his head to it and keep it on target. And
it'll be interesting to know what DeLaSante had off set pieces last year, too.
Yeah, it's a Breitenbucher will take the corner. It'll be an in-swinger. DeLaSante posted up at the near post. Wadaje in between the penalty spot and the six. Oh, another corner lofted in. A well-over hit. Respighi, dodgy clearance. Weintraub, forced backwards by McLean, maintains possession. Gianluca Weintraub inside and out, trying to find a pass. Well defended by Avery McLean. And that'll be halftime. Pirates take a 4-1 lead after 40 minutes. A dominating performance by Haynes, Respighi, Marceau Roach, Newcomb, Thompson, and a lot for the front five. Couple of nervy moments for the Pirates back line. Well done by DeLaSante to get a good goal to get the Blazers back in it at 2-1. But at 4-1, with a bit of a cagey affair right now, you think that the Blazers are just about out of it. But we'll pause our recording. We'll be back for the second half. Maybe, just maybe, we'll be live. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Pirate Stadium for the second half of what has turned out to be a rout. Boys varsity soccer team for the Pirates has utterly destroyed the Bush School Blazers in the first half. 4-1 is the scoreline. A goal from Xavi DeLaSante, pretty much the only bright spot for Bush, as their defense was torn to shreds by Mason Haynes, Yoni Respighi, Rowan Marceau Roach, and company. Front three on fire. Newcomb got himself a goal as well.
I mean, it was a total defensive collapse, including the keeper picking up the ball outside the box.
That didn't lead to a goal. No. They've switched keepers, and I was watching this guy warm up. It ain't getting any better.
Uh-oh.
Ball picked up by the center back of Bush. That's Ederer. Sends it long. One by Keenan. Now here's Tegenfeld Foeman, who starts the second half. Tries to spread it out wide for the left winger, Yoni Respighi. One by Chen, and now here's Pitchler. Forgot his name for a sec. Avery McLean winning the ball back for Vachon, but is buffeted out of bounds. Immediately a throw-in for Bush at the 50 on the far side. Chen looks to take it quickly, can't do so. All avenues are marked.
Jeez.
Chen
he bought himself about 10 yards there.
Yeah. And another 10 as Chen goes down the line for a second throw-in. Headed away by Keenan. Picked up in the midfield by Isaac Newcomb, who missed a lot of the first half. I think he went down injured. Header won by Kieran Chen. And it'll be picked up by DeLaSante. Great defensive work by London Chambers and Tegenfeld Foeman to dispossess the senior star for the Blazers. Now McLean going forward to Isaac Newcomb. Away from Alfadak. What a ball down the left-hand side by Isaac Newcomb. Respighi in pursuit. Forced wide by Chen. Yoni Respighi. Good tackle by Chen. That will be a throw-in for the Pirates on the far side. Isaac Newcomb just overcooked the ball to Respighi. Let's see. Rowan Marceau Roach and Mason Haynes have started on the bench. Lewis Thompson is up as the striker with August Kantmeyer playing that right winger position, and Yoni Respighi is offside. Newcomb at the 10. Tegenfeld Foeman and McLean as sixes. Center backs are Keenan and Kennan, with Caden Miller playing left back and Zan London Chambers at right back. Plenty of rotation from John Thomas and company. There he is. He's on the bench now. I've spotted
John
him,
Thomas?
his gray hat, talking with, I think, Jamie O'Neill. And the rotation was expected, not only because the Pirates have another really tough game just 2 days from now hosting 3A Ballard, but because in these early stages of the season, if you're John Thomas, you gotta know who your best team is and get them clicking with time to go before state.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of value in it. Ooh!
Thompson gets clocked from behind by Ederer, and he is sprawled out on the ground. That does not look good at all.
He may have gone head-to-head.
Thompson's been laid out.
Wow.
And a hush falls around Pirate Stadium. He is still face down in the turf.
Is he? Yeah, he's moving.
Oh, he's moving now. Whoa. Rolls over on his back. Here comes the trainer. A little silver lining here, something funny. Even with Thompson down on the ground, the second we got a free kick, Kantmeyer was screaming for the ball on the near side.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, to your point, once a lopsided victory like this does provide a lot of opportunities to see what you're working with, mm-hmm. mix things up a little bit, give people a lot of play time. It's fun to see Tegenfeld, Foeman, and McLean on the pitch at the same time. We didn't get much of that last year, and I think you were making the point that there might be some real value in that tandem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that Thompson's walking off on his own. I assume he'll be okay. Yeah. Haynes will come in to replace him at striker. I think the value there is they're very similar players, both technically very strong, both great in tight spaces, both very aware of the pitch. Obviously, you give the edge and ability slightly to McLean, but they both provide equal opportunity in the midfield as far as possession goes. Miller will take this free kick about 10 yards inside Bush territory, goes short into Kennan, did not want to send it long. Finn Kennan now finds Miller once again. Miller with some space to run into down the left-hand side, still going Caden Miller. Finding Respighi out on the left, cutting inside Yoni Respighi, flicks it on to McLean, who I'm not sure was really expecting it. Gets it into Miller, cutting inside, still going Caden Miller, dispossessed by, Chen. Miller again, forced into the corner, and now here's Pichler. Delasanti, away from one, not the second. McLean picks it up, finding Respighi, muscled off of it well by Bush, and now here's Weintraub, sends it back to Chen, who is closed down immediately by Haynes, got in one block. It fell to Chen, who cleared it away and out for a Vachon throw.
Man, Haynes closed down that quickly.
Mm-hmm. There are two Chens on the pitch. Justin Chen is the one playing fullback. Tegenfeld Foeman spreads it for Kantmeyer on the right, cutting inside August Kantmeyer. Tried to play it into Nuke, a half-hearted pass by Kantmeyer. Falls to McLean and was not on the same page as Respighi. Justin Chen, though, unable to deal with it and send it
we
out
didn't
for
start
a
the clock.
Throwing.
God! We got to reset that down to like...
It's like 30.
30.
Yeah, it's like 30... 37, we'll call it.
More like 35.
We'll say 37. I mean, it goes down to the... God, we can't. Hard. We'll get better about that. We should just put a sticky note right here.
Note.
Big sticky note right here.
Usually the fans yell at us. Nobody.
Someone did, and they were mad about it. Why don't you start the clock?
No, but not in the second half, right?
No, just now.
Oh, just now?
Just now.
Oh, boy.
They were not happy about that. Who was that?
I don't know.
You start the clock.
McLean
getting... Or no, that was Kennan. Kennan gets stuck in. Pichler gets floored by Finn Kennan. And ball played through. And they're having trouble. It's fine to Haynes. He'll tap it in for the hat trick. Mason Haynes makes it 3.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's not a good goal. I mean, he knows not to celebrate too hard, but it is a hat trick for Mason Haynes in his first match of the season. And
I'm not sure there's anything that's not a good goal when it's the hat trick.
Yeah, a good way to get the hat trick. Did you see who played the ball through?
No, sadly, I didn't. I was still reacting to the Honey Badger just putting that fellow on the ground.
But I guess maybe they wouldn't get the assist because it, fell to the keeper. He couldn't get control of it. The center back comes in, and it smacked around, and it fell to Haynes, who had an empty net to tap it in. But it is a hat trick for Mason Haynes, who starts the season incredibly. And you knew, with him last year as a freshman scoring 26-odd goals, you knew this season was going to be big for him. Brighton Booker trying to make something happen down the right-hand side for Bush. Miller, and McLean's giving it away. Now here's Pechler. Now Wodaje at the edge of the 18 leaves it. Ref gets in the way of Newcomb, but the Pirates come away with it anyway, only as far as Weintraub. Needs an option. Oh, great tackle by Kennan. Falls to Kantmeyer, flicks it on for Haynes, leaving it for Newcomb. Not a great pass by Haynes. Al-Hadef comes away with it and gives it right back to Kennan, who gives it right back to Kieran Chen. Good ball out wide to Pichler. Up against Caden Miller. Cutting inside is Pichler. Tackle made by Caden Miller, and it will fall to Yoni Respighi. Great touch by Respighi over the head of Justin Chen. Respighi needs an option. Cuts inside, looking for a pass, and held onto it way too long. Delasanti comes away with it. Now here's Xavi Delasanti. Roulette turn. Still on his feet, Delasanti. Somehow swarmed by about 5 Pirates. And they eventually get it away to Newcomb, who plays his pass behind Respighi. Coming across his Chen to muscle Respighi off of it for a Bush throw. That was something from Xavi Delasanti.
Mm-hmm.
If only they could have done anything with that. Hold on to the ball too long was Brighton Booker. Haynes almost got there. DeLisanti recovers and sends it back to Ederer, who will go long, searching for Wodaje, only as far as Miller. Good header by him. It will fall to Newcomb, flicking it on. Haynes heads it upward towards himself. Mason Haynes, pressure on his back. Still in possession as Haynes turns away from one. Mason Haynes looking at Al-Hadef, who stands his ground well. Haynes doing just enough to get it back to Tegenfeld Foman, who has time on the ball and will play it simply to London Chambers at about the 50th near side. Back to Kennan, pressed by Wodaje. Kennan keeps his head, goes long into Haynes. Not a great first touch by him, and Ederer sends it away over the head of Wodaje and Kennan. Recovering is London Chambers. A little bit of a shoulder drop. London Chambers goes outside, finds Kennan, who did a bit of an underlap. Back to London Chambers, who will go down the line for Kampmeyer. Good first touch by him. Hey, August Kampmeyer. Great ball into Tegenfeld Foman. Tegenfeld Foman needs to find a pass, has done so. Squares it into Newcomb, who's got space ahead of him. Isaac Newcomb looking for a runner, has got one with speed on the left-hand side. Across comes Chen to deal with it and does so very well. Great right-back play by Justin Chen, finding Gianluca Weintraub, who looks to spur on the counter, recovering his McLean. Weintraub playing one over the top, searching for Wodaje, and Tanner will collect without much trouble.
I have to say, now that the route is on, I wouldn't mind seeing another two or three goals just so opposing teams can see the score line.
Yeah, fear us.
What's happening with Bashaw?
Yeah, fear us. Yeah, you hear that, Seattle Christian? We're coming for you.
Oh,
God, watch us lose to those guys.
I'm not sure they'll play us since we've kept our,
They have to play us. We're playing them twice.
All right.
They were on the schedule three times up until about 2 weeks ago. London Chambers checking in his hands. Oh, what a dummy turn. Almost found its way to Newcomb. DeLisanti, aware of the situation, finds Brighton Booker. Back to DeLisanti. Gets away from three somehow, but is forced backwards into Al-Hadef. Dinks one towards Wodaje, who was offside. He needs to stay on. So, I mean, I guess he wasn't expecting the ball. It's not a great pass by Al-Hadef. And coming in is new one for Bush. That's Parker Scholes, and he will be replacing someone who I don't think I even said his name. Oh, no, Colin Cuso. I said his name once in the beginning. Oh, look at that. Someone's trying out for the 100-meter.
And she's putting in work.
Gave up about 80 meters in there. Keenan. Going long down the right, just under hit. Kieran Chen heads it only as far as Haynes.
Oh,
tries
boy.
To move and has done so. Respighi now. Oh, he skied it. He missed it. No, Respighi can't get his first goal of the season. Haynes put it on a plate for him, and he sent it over the bar.
Woof. Yeah, you don't get a better opportunity than that. He'd like that one back.
Netted about 27 goals last year.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get his first. Great play by Haynes. Ball played long by Ederer. Good step by Keenan to win it back in the midfield for Vachon. Sent long by Kieran Chen, only as far as Miller. Cutting inside Caden Miller. His touch is great. Finding McLean in the center circle. Calm on the ball as ever. Avery McLean turns away from Wodaje. Finding Newcomb. Drop of the shoulder to get away from DeLisanti. Getting called. Kampmeyer puts across and towards the back post. Not a bad one. Nobody there.
Should I pick it up?
Yeah. Out on the far side for a Bush throw. Decent effort by August Kampmeyer. Great play by Avery McLean to turn the corner and find Newcomb, who did pretty much the same thing. Drop of the shoulder, escaped DeLisanti to find Kampmeyer. All right. Well, people listening to the recording, this is about the time where we're going to try one last time to get this thing live for the last half hour of the game.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, tuning in on Voice of Vachon, KVSHLP 101.9 FM for voiceofvachon.org. Man, it's bittersweet. We're live, finally. 30 minutes to go in the game, and we're live. But at least we're live. That's the important thing, and it means we'll 100% be live for Ballard on Saturday. If you're just now joining us, the Pirates are putting the beat down on the Bush School Blazers in their first game of the season. 5-1 is the current score about 10 minutes into the second half. A hat trick by Mason Haynes and goals from Avery McLean and Rowan Marceau-Roach sees the Blazers being sent home handily at this point. They're playing for the fun of it. But it's good that we're live. That's good news. The power outage, the most recent power outage that Vachon experienced that was island-wide, knocked out the phone system at Voice of Vachon unexpectedly. Oh, Keenan in some trouble. Just gets away, Gavin Keenan. Still going Keenan. Why'd he hang on to it so long? He's conceded the foul. Brighton Booker taken out by Gavin Keenan. Free kick for the Bush School Blazers 10 yards into Pirate territory. So we did record most of the game. Our producer, Dan Schuler, is going to have to work some movie magic here on how to splice this recording and the other recording together. I'm not a techie guy. I'm not sure if it's possible. I bet it is.
If anyone can do it,
if anybody can do it, Dan Schuler can do it. So we should have the full match on voiceofvashon.org because we did, you know, the call was made. Ball played in by the Blazers, headed away by, I believe, Keenan. London Chambers reacted a little slowly, and now here's Weintraub forced into the corner off of Kampmeyer. Wants a handball, won't get it. Kennan now in possession inside his own 18. London Chambers slices his clearance. That'll be a throw-in for the Blazers.
In the event that we can't splice these together and people are just hearing this broadcast, the story of the game really has been dodgy defense from Bush.
Yeah.
Vachon got up on him fast. Vachon got up on him early, and Bush hasn't been in it since.
They've got a good front line. De La Santi, Wodaje, yeah. Brighton Booker, Weintraub. They've really got some players, but their defense has just been shocking, and their goalkeeping has been shocking.
Yeah.
One goal just straight up given away by the current keeper, who I think is Ace Ederer, and the last half keeper, Race Fox, just picked the ball up outside the 18. I mean, it's like it's elementary school stuff.
Well, and you know, I chalked that up to him being rattled. I mean, this game, I don't think Bush was in any way expecting this type of play from Vachon.
How? I mean, we did better than them in state last year. Surely they were ready for a good game.
Well, then I don't know what to say then. It's just poor play.
Brighton Booker trying to force his way through, can't do so. Clearance only as far as Xavi De La Santi. Leaves it off for Pitt Pritchler. Tackle made by Marceau Roach, who's back on the pitch for the Pirates. Now Brighton Booker again into Kieran Chen. Back to Ederer. Pressed from behind by Haynes. Down the line, good ball to Parker Scholes. Scholes picks his head up, dinks one towards the back post. Not a bad ball. Interest Miller. Oh, it's fallen to Weintraub and forced a decent save out of Tanner, and Weintraub should have done better.
That's great from Tanner. I mean, it was close to him, but not right to him.
No, right to him.
10 yards off him.
Yeah, but Weintraub, you got to just tap that into the near post. I mean, it's a good save by Tanner, and he kept both of his hands on it, which is the important part, but Weintraub's got to do better. Played down the line by Miller, could not sneak it through to Newcomb, throwing on the far side for the Blazers.
A note for Weintraub, though. Am I wrong, or did he hit that on the volley? I mean, it's a tough ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think he didn't expect it to fall to him. It was a bit of a defensive collapse by Keenan. Couldn't quite get his header away. Respighi now. No, that's Haynes, excuse me.
Oh,
heavy tackle.
Is that Keenan again? No.
No, that was Miller took the hit from from their right midfielder, Kyle O'Kelly. Taken in towards Haynes. Away from one. Haynes back to Thompson. Heavy touch. Just gets away from Weintraub, and he'll drop it back to Tegenfeld Bowman in the center circle. Now here's Kennan going long into Kampmeyer. Good first touch by him. It'll flick it on to Haynes.
Wow.
Haynes is on for four here. Mason A. Shirley scores. Oh, it's four. Mason Haynes makes it 6-1.
Vachon faithful. Listen to that.
6-1. Formidable. The Vachon offense is tearing Bush to shreds, and Mason Haynes flexes his muscles to the power of four.
The hunt for Red October puts four in game one. Unreal.
An assist for August Kampmeyer, who did incredibly well there. I mean, he did the brunt of that.
He sure did.
Kampmeyer, good first touch, Travella through ball, and Haynes, honestly, this keeper is really something else. And I think Haynes knew that. All he had to do was put it on target, and he slotted it home. But, oh, man, it's 6-1. I mean, this mirrors what we did to that other team.
Charles Wright?
No. We weren't here. We were in California. It was David Leonard was on the call.
Mm.
I forget their name. They were from Vancouver, Washington.
Right.
They're
right.
2A. They came in. We thought this was going to be a tough game, and we sent up packing. Newcomb, another Travella pass, searching for Thompson, who's sprinting through, cleared away by Pritchard, only as far as Kampmeyer. Truly not another. Kampmeyer back post. Marceau Roach has it down. And it's just wide of the far post for a goal kick. Oh, Pirates, it's free flowing now.
That's a great ball from Kampmeyer.
Yeah, that is a good ball. August Kampmeyer just dinked it to the back post. I mean, they were queuing up. It was Haynes and Marcel Roach. Where's the defense?
The defense is not on the pitch.
Hammered away by Ederer. Keenan, flicked on by Thompson towards Haynes. A little bit of confusion, cleared away by Pritchler. Thompson has got a ball down the left hand side for Marcel Roach. Rowan Marcel Roach is in! Marcel Roach, great defending by Chen, and the shot is blocked by Ederer. Chen, or excuse me, that was Al-Hades, did just enough to body Marcel Roach off of it, who I think should have taken that shot just a half second earlier.
You know, here's a shout-out on the other end of the field to Keenan. Really good positioning, which I know that was the case all last season, but you watch him. It's very difficult to crack our defense open. Starts with Keenan. It's excellent positioning.
Yeah, absolutely. There were I think the opposite side of that is Keenan, his positioning is good, but what in my opinion he needs to work on, I know I'm sounding like a hater here, but in my opinion what he needs to work on is communication to get others around him in that good position.
Yeah.
Because there were times when he was just on an island. Like, we were getting caught on the counterattack. He was there, but no one else was, and it was him against the world.
Yeah, and we were running a different formation. It was even tougher with three in the back.
Yeah. Kennan leaves the drop pass for Tanner. Squares it into Keenan. Oh, he feels the heat from two. Just gets it off. That'll be picked up by a new entry. Center back number 25, Kieran Berryman. Now here's DeLaSanti. Weintraub out wide on the right for O'Kelly. Can't maintain possession. Taking Foman out wide on the right. Excuse me, the left for Rowan Marcel. Roach cuts inside. Runs into a big shoulder by O'Kelly, and that'll be a foul. Marcel Roach, you can almost feel that hit from here.
Yeah. Tough one.
Oh, it's 6-1. I mean, I expected us to win, but not like this.
No, but I expected
not
it.
Like this. You know what it is?
Tell me.
We are very good against these sort of North Seattle teams who play our style. Because nobody can play our style as good as us.
You mean fighting the low block? Like
Fighting the low block, maintaining possession, trying to pass it through.
Yeah.
We get in trouble once we hit those Eastern Washington teams that park the bus with two big center backs who will push you anywhere, and then they've got one, 100-meter sprinter as a winger, and they'll get you 1-0. Like, you know, I was looking back at the state tournament last year. Royal, who knocked us out in the semifinals, made it to the state final. In the entire state tournament, they scored two goals.
Wow.
One against us and one against whoever they beat in the round of 16. They won 1-0 in the round of 16. Thompson's giving it away here. And a strike from range by Weintraub, and he's leaning back, and that was always going over. They won 1-0 in the round of 16. They won on penalties after a 0-0 match in the quarterfinals. Then they beat us 1-0 in the semifinals and lost 1-0 to Overlake.
I'm no math expert, but all you got to do is win by one.
Well, yeah, sure. No, I'm not. It's nothing against them. It just goes to show that there's multiple ways of playing soccer. Here's Cobb, who seems to be playing in a more attacking position. Kampmeyer up in the air. Cobb wins the header. Thompson bouncing around, taking felt. Foman forward now. Falls to DeLaSanti. Now here's Pritchler. Could not leave it for Breitenbucher. Kampmeyer. Little soul roll. Gets away from two. And now here's Miller. Ken Miller will calm things down for the Pirates as Keenan squares it to Kennan. Finn Kennan down the line for Oscar Cobb-Meigeter. Squares it into Thompson. Good tackle made by Breitenbucher. He's got space ahead of him. Standing up is taking himself home, and Breitenbucher's away from him. Now DeLaSanti. Oh, he slowed the attack down. Now here's O'Kelly.
Oh,
big shoulder. This time into Kampmeyer. That one was legal. Cross, though, not so great for Kyle O'Kelly.
He's not playing the ball there. He's playing the player.
Yeah, but Kampmeyer's coming in to initiate contact, and O'Kelly just sends him off. Not a great cross by O'Kelly, collected by Tanner. This is a physical player, Kyle O'Kelly. Sent long by Keenan towards Oscar Cobb, who's playing right wing right now. Picked up in the center of the park by Haynes, finding Kampmeyer, who goes long on the left-hand side. Picked one by Marcel Roach, and Pitchler is there to send it out for a throw-in. And they will be taking off, or Bush will be taking off Paul Hutchison and replacing him with a new center forward, number 24, that is Cam Glazer. Marceau Roach down the line, throwing towards Haynes, who left it towards Tegensfeld. Foeman cleared away. Now here's Brighton Booker, who in my opinion has been the Blazers' best player of the match. Kennan.
Oh,
great turn by Oscar Cobb to escape Chen. Cobb plays one in low, couldn't find Thompson, cleared away by Kieran Chen on the recovery. And through the legs of Kantmeyer to find Scholes crunching in Lewis Thompson. A little bit of mustard on that one, and that'll be a free kick. And honestly, I think he's lucky to not get booked there. He wasn't close to the ball.
No.
Parker Scholes taking a hit from Thompson, who has, in practice, been every time that we will scrimmage, he is getting in like about five altercations that leave him on the ground.
Oh, really?
It's completely his own sort of like high physical intensity, but he is getting beat upon. Ederer, touched away by Tegensfeld Foeman. Now here's Cobb, leaves it for Thompson. Tackle made by Scholes, and that was Chen, and it looked like Thompson tracked it down. Still going as Thompson tried to flick it on to Cobb, couldn't do so. Parker Scholes squares it into Delasanti, trying to turn the other direction. Xavi Delasanti up against Tegensfeld Foeman. Drops the shoulder, goes one way. Delasanti down the right-hand side, searching for O'Kelly. Returning is Marceau Roach. Kyle O'Kelly. This time, Rowan Marceau Roach gets the better of him now. O'Kelly puts in a shoulder. Marceau Roach stays on his feet. Finds Tegensfeld Foeman. Good turn, though, by Delasanti. Xavi Delasanti. Flicks one in, and Blazer was offside. In the end, it fell to Tanner anyway.
Yeah, it was a long way offside.
I think that was a scuffed shot by Delasanti, honestly. Mm-hmm. Thompson.
Fun to get little glimpses of Delos.
Oh, come on, what a ball. Oscar Cobb is in now and tried to leave it for Haynes. That's great defending by Kieran Berryman. And he cannot keep it in. It'll be a Pirate corner.
You'd like to see Cobb just go for it himself in that situation.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If he'd gotten that to Haynes, he would have scored again. It would have been five for Mason Haynes.
Wow. Yeah. It's been fun to see Delasante have these little moments of 1v1 against some of our players just to see what we have technically, because he is very strong on the ball.
We've been doing really well shutting him down, though.
Yep. He's a little bit on an island.
Yeah. I mean, he's got Weintraub.
Yeah.
But it's just the defense and the like central defensive midfielders, they can't get anything going. They can't establish any type of possession.
They were a little more effective with Wadaje on the field.
Yeah, they were. I think they may have taken him off.
Yeah, they did.
Played in by Kantmeyer. Good one. Keeper gets his hands on it. I'm shocked he held on to that. I think Kantmeyer was like, I'll just put this on the keeper. This guy's no good. Sorry if Ace Ederer's parents are listening at home. I apologize. I'm sure your son is an incredible, incredible person. Header missed by Keenan. Miller there is there, however, to win it. Kennan pressed by Glazer, and he'll just go back to Tanner, who sends it long. Felt the heat from Glazer and thought, I'll just clear it out. And that'll be Tanner's last action of the afternoon as, alongside Isaac Newcomb, in comes Jeff Nelson.
We
will see El Pulpo for the first time this season.
Off with Easter Bunny, on with El Pulpo.
Wait, is that Isaac Newcomb, or is that just Yoni Respighi wearing the captain's armband? That's Respighi just wearing the armband. What happened to Newcomb?
Oh.
Ooh, that's not good.
Newcomb was on a moment ago, wasn't he?
I need the... Oh, we have binoculars. Right, pass me the binoculars.
I feel like we saw Newcomb to start the half.
Yeah, we did. What? But that is most certainly Yoni Respighi wearing the captain's armband. Huh? Crazy.
What a ball! Come on, Oscar Cobb! Cobb's in! Oh, he's missed it! Oh, no!
Oh, you wanted him to score. What a ball by Thompson. I mean, come on. One pass, and the entire back four is gone. And he went for power and couldn't get it past the near post. You got to just pass that into the bottom corner.
Yeah,
it's hard. You know, it's hard in the moment. He's a defender.
Sure.
But, oh, what a pass. What an assist that would have been for Thompson.
I'm very invested in this storyline with Newcomb. What do you think happened?
Well, he took a knock in the first half, came back for the second half, and I think they're just thinking, yeah, don't risk it. Make sure he's fit, because we won't have Thompson on Saturday against Ballard. Headed up in the air by Keenan, backward by Thompson. Keenan again sends one in towards Marceau Roach. Thompson completely misses the header. Now here's Weintraub trying to escape. Cobb can't do so. Tackle made by Oscar Cobb. Now here's Lewis Thompson. Cuts inside. Thompson wants a goal. Squares it into Respighi, who did not get his touch right. Cleared away by Berryman. And Kennan sends it back to Keenan, who finds Jeff Nelson, calm as ever on the ball. Nelson finds Keenan again. And Keenan's giving it straight away to DeLisanti. Gavin Keenan, and DeLisanti not on the same page with his right winger. DeLisanti seems reluctant to sort of go for it himself. At this point, I mean, he's making some nice passes down the line, but there's plenty of space for him to attack himself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think at this point, he just doesn't know what to do.
Maybe so.
Miller, who's moved into center back next to Keenan, finds London Chambers, who's got space to run in front of him. London Chambers is very fast, of course. Forward down the line to Oscar Cobb, trying to turn the corner around. Cannon has done so. Kampmeyer running ahead of him. Oscar Cobb, well done to cut inside. Cobb's got some options. And it's forced back. Kieran Chen did well to stay with him. Now Tegenfeld Foeman will spread it for London Chambers. First time back to Miller. Miller into Tegenfeld Foeman. Finds Gavin Keenan. Tries to switch it to the other side towards Thompson. Won by Kampmeyer on the second bounce. Cobb leaves it for Thompson. Clicks it in towards Respighi. Body off the ball by Berryman. And the keeper, Ederer, will grab without much trouble. Well done by Berryman. Good first touch by the left winger, Steinar Farmer. Yeah. Now here's Weintraub.
Good
down
ball.
The line towards Brighton Booker. He does not have the pace to keep up with London Chambers, who rides the physical pressure.
He's giving
away a corner.
In his defense, that is fast play down there.
Yeah, fast play.
Tried for the dummy turn, though.
That's his move. What he'll do is he'll get the player behind him, do a little step over and try and get away, but he didn't really know where the line was.
Well, all right, Nelson.
Yeah, see how he does here. Be rough for Jeff Nelson if he concedes off a corner. Brighton Booker will send this. It'll be an in-swinger. Nelson will get tested here. Brighton Booker plays it in low. Flicks on DeLisanti. It's in.
The
commentator's curse. I'm sorry, Jeff. It's 6-2. 6-2, and DeLisanti has another, assisted by Brighton Booker. And honestly, I don't think that one's on Nelson.
No.
Xavi DeLisanti just got the better of his man and flicked it in for his second.
I didn't see who was marking him up, but no, that's not on Nelson. You can't do a darn thing.
I mean, I don't think anybody would have predicted a scoreline of 6-2.
No.
It's not a scoreline you often get, as Marcio Roach sends the kickoff back to Thompson, who waits for the pressure, then escapes it from Glazer. Kampmeyer tries to find Cobb. Stepping is Kieran Chen. Now here's Weintraub. Turns away from Cobb, drops back to Ederer, the center back. Forward towards Brighton Booker, pressed by two. One of them is Kampmeyer. Brighton Booker comes away with it, gets away from him. Aaron Speakey, what a run by Brighton Booker. He's now away from Tegenfeld Foeman. Still going is Brighton Booker, held onto it too long, and there is the recovery of Tegenfeld Foeman. Finds Kennan. Now Respighi into Kampmeyer in the center circle. As Kampmeyer, pressed behind him by Brighton Booker, gives the ball away. Good pressure by Brighton Booker. Now here's Farmer recovering as Thompson to win it back. Lewis Thompson trying to escape. Farmer is using his body well, but Thompson will come away with it. Reverse pass into Kampmeyer's got space and runners. All of them want the ball. August Kampmeyer goes wide for Oscar Cobb. Cobb cuts it. What a ball! Kampmeyer! Couldn't get his touch right. He was in and he knows it.
Yeah.
Tegenfeld Foeman now. Heavy touch away from two. Tegenfeld Foeman tried to spread it for Respighi. Good step by Pitchler. And he can burst down the right-hand side. Pitchler looking to spur on a counterattack. Is away from Respighi. Thompson has crunched him again. Oh, the ref missed it. He hasn't called the foul. And the Pirates get a free kick as Kennan's bowled over. If Bush weren't losing by four, there'd be way worse complaints.
Yeah. Well, Thompson's a physical player.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming in. I thought, if that's the second, he's going to get a yellow.
Seemed it.
But the rest just, I don't know, maybe got distracted. Chen's header clearance, not a great one, thrown for the Pirates on the near side. And London Chambers will take his sweet time to get the ball. As we inch over 10 minutes remaining, of course, we messed up starting the clock again.
We've got all kinds of problems.
Yeah,
today.
Can't get it right today. At least I haven't gotten anybody's name wrong on the Pirates. Nelson, Keenan, out wide Fort Finn Kennan. This back four has been reconfigured about 20 different times as Kennan is brought down from behind for a Pirate free kick, and a yellow card it will be this time for Colin Cusso, who will step off momentarily for the Blazers. We've had just about every different configuration of back four you can imagine with our defenders. Kennan, London Chambers, Keenan, Miller, Vi. That's about it.
Yeah, just well,
those.
That's everyone.
Yeah, that's everyone. But it's clear that John Thomas is trying to find the best four he has. No. Is that ball played in? Cleared away by Ederer. I don't mean to alarm you, ladies and gentlemen, but I think that's Ozzie Tanner in at left back.
No. No, that's Keenan. Oh, no, you might be right.
It is. It's Ozzie Tanner. He's in at left back. Tanner's on the pitch. Thompson. Heavy touch. Oh, he's coming in hard. That's a... Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Tom, what? I went...
Owen,
oh, he
complaint.
Just pulled
yeah, yeah.
that off. What?
Yeah.
No, no, you can't have complaints there. That is an egregious foul. Oh, he's mad. How are you mad about
I'll
that?
Tell you who's not going to like that. Coach Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to frustrate him.
Free kick, and Thompson gets his not marching orders. That'd be a red. But he has to take a break in the cooler, as David Leonard would say.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what Tanner has out here on the pitch.
Defensively, he's up against Chen. See what he's got. Here's Ederer and Weintraub debating on who will take the free kick. About 5 minutes to go. Score 6-2, Pirates up. Thank you for tuning in on KVCHOP 101.9 FM, Voice of Ashton or voiceofashton.org. Again, so sorry that the majority of this game was not live, technical difficulties, and a big thank you to Vashon Thriftway for underwriting all things Vashon Sports. Thank you, Dan Schuler.
Oof.
Back in the booth.
Thank you, Dan Schuler.
He's working overtime trying to get us back. Well, he did get us back on air, actually.
Did.
He did. Thank you, Dan Schuler, and it means that we will be on air for Ballard, which will be a game. Honestly, you know what? Despite that we are on air, if you are in the state of Washington, you should not be listening on the radio because you should be here at Pirate Stadium to watch that game. The only people that are allowed to listen to that game are people that are out of state. That's the rule. If you're in Washington, you have to come to this game on Saturday. We should have a record low listeners for me and Jamie. Ederer goes short into Breitenbucher. Turns away from Cobb momentarily. Oscar Cobb fighting for it. Breitenbucher keeps it in. Well done. Farmer gives it away to Tegenfeld Foeman. Farmer comes back in and concedes a throw-in. I want to see Tanner on the ball.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Get it to Tanner. Why is he playing left back? Get him up. Put Cobb back at left back. Oh, that's the one defender we missed. Oscar Cobb, when we were talking about the configuration.
Oh, right.
Put Cobb back at left back. Get Tanner up to right wing.
Uh-oh.
Ozzie Tanner, by the way, here's Keenan, does not want to pass to Ozzie Tanner. Kampmeyer's giving it away, though, in the park. Maybe he should have passed to Tanner.
Oh.
Ball down the line. Tanner's going to have to defend here. It's him up against Chen, and Tanner gets to it. Well done, Ozzie Tanner, to get it out of bounds for a throw-in. Ozzie Tanner, this fall season in club, mainly played goalkeeper, but for the majority of the time, he played keeper, but for one game, for about a half, Shanti Escovedo, the coach, put him at right winger, and he scored two incredible goals.
He did?
They were screamers.
Wow.
They were screamers. It was so good. And it'll be a free kick for the Pirates. I don't know what happened there. I think it was offside. Keenan sends it long, only as far as Ederer, nods it back in. Not really towards anyone. Miller touches it back to Nelson, who has to go long. First time, skies the clearance. That'll bounce backwards. Recovering is Cobb, flicking it on. Didn't look. Now here's Wodaje, who was out for a long time. Samuel Wodaje working on Tegenfeld Foeman. Breitenbucher can't keep it. Now here's Cobb. Kampmeyer, a lot of space ahead of him.
Aww.
Spreads it to Respighi, cutting inside. Yoni Respighi, sliding tackle. Respighi gets away. Working on Ederer. Respighi, step over, cuts in. Still going Respighi with a strike over the bar. Little bit selfish from Yoni Respighi. He had runners.
Kampmeyer's had a number of really great balls, but that one sort of slowed the attack.
Yeah. Thompson will come back in, replacing Finn Kennan at the six. Be a goal kick for the Blazers. Pirates up 6-2, thanks for a quad from Mason Haynes and a goal from Marceau Roach and Avery McLean. Well, what this game hasn't done is really given us a good idea of what the Pirates' real starting 11 is going to be, although I'm not sure John Thomas really knows himself. Good ball by Cobb into Kampmeyer, can't control it. Now here's Chen. Away from Cobb is Breitenbucher, goes down the line, stepping is Keenan, but it will fall to the other Chen at right winger. And he, Tanner gets help from Tegenfeldt Foeman, who wins it. But he's giving it away on the right-hand side. Breitenbucher away from Tanner. Breitenbucher puts it across. Doesn't beat the first man, Keenan, away towards Scholes, but there's Marceau Roach. Marceau Roach spreads it out wide on the right for Lewis Thompson. He's got runners ahead of him. London Chambers, Cobb, and will go long, and that was a bit of a wishful pass from Lewis Thompson. Cleared away to Farmer. Now Breitenbucher. In comes Tanner with the tackle. He's one possession. Ozzie Tanner has given it straight away to Wadaje in the center circle. Now here's Scholes, tackled off the ball by Kantmeyer.
Ozzie Tanner can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. Berryman. Breitenbucher. Tallman in possession. Finds Pitchler. Turns away from Marceau Roach. Well done, Pitchler. Down the right-hand side, they're working Ozzie Tanner. Couldn't find Wadaje. Keenan in possession. Does very well to maintain his composure and drops it back to Caden Miller. Now Keenan again. Back to Miller. And Miller, good ball into the checking run of Oscar Cobb. Another great pass. Now here's Thompson on the right. Plays into Rasbeke. Flick it on, Yoni.
He tried to.
Just couldn't get it. And it will roll through to the keeper, Ederer. Oh, you saw the pass. Hey, he drops it and picks it back. Oh, ref. Look at the keeper. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on, ref. He dropped it and picked it back up. You can't do that. He completely just missed his drop kick, and then he picked it back up. You're not allowed to do that. See, Lewis Thompson saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, referee.
Well, had he seen it, what would have happened?
I would have been an indirect free kick in the box. Only missed stopping the clock by 3 seconds. That's the best we've done so far.
That is an absolute win for us.
It's a total win. Not a great free kick by Berryman. Only as far as Thompson. Pirates have numbers to counter here. Not a great pass by Thompson.
Oh, but still.
Falls to Chen. Kieran Chen in the center circle. Set backwards by Kantmeyer, stepping as Miller. Good header by him. It will fall to Cousineau. Is that his name? Cousineau?
Lacus.
And that is it. Vachon destroy humble and embarrass the Bush Blazers 6-2 with an imperious opening match performance. The Pirates free-flowing at times, especially in the first half. A couple of questionable moments defensively, but if we're going to talk about a questionable defense, it is Bush. They looked lost on the pitch from minute 1 to minute 80. Vachon, a trillion different 11s on the pitch. So, you know, it's hard to sort of identify what worked as far as players went. But structure-wise, they commanded the midfield, and that attack was just blistering. Running at Bush at every chance they got. McLean put a shift in, got a goal. But, I mean, come on, man of the match, there's only one answer. You can't score 4 goals first game of the season and not be talked about. Mason Haynes making his presence known immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. Mason Haynes, absolutely player of the match. I think it's a shout-out, too, to the Pirate midfield that really, from minute one, those first 10 minutes before we knew what was going to happen, they really established possession.
Mm-hmm. Lewis Thompson played exactly as we expected him to play, fiery, hard, got a yellow, not shocked. I'm not even, I honestly don't think that's that bad. He played hard, worked hard. He was all over the pitch. Lewis Thompson had an incredible game. August Kantmeyer came in and did a shift. Zan London Chambers, Caden Miller, Finn Kennan, Quill Tegenfeldt Foeman, Rowan Marceau Roche, Yoni Rasbeke, they both had great games. I didn't get all the assists written down, unfortunately. I'm going to have to go and check with people. But pretty much an incredible game all around. The 2 goals we conceded, one was a good effort by Xavi Delasanti. Tanner could do nothing about. The second one maybe should do better off the corner if you're the Pirates' defense. But at that point, we were up 6-1, so it didn't really matter.
We had a number of just absolutely gorgeous through balls. And I think it's probably safe to say that we're not going to see that kind of space when we face off with Ballard on Saturday.
No, we won't. Ballard, a 3A team, they will certainly give us a run for our money. I hope to see the stands packed for that match. It's Saturday. It's at 2. Very easy to get to. You can't have an excuse to not go to that game. The only excuse, raining is an excuse. We live in Washington.
No,
that's
you're
not
face the rain. But here's an excuse, and I'm not saying you shouldn't come, because if you can, you should. But if you can't come, we are going to get our broadcast right, and we're excited to have you on the broadcast.
Yes, if you can't come, please tune in. We're so sorry about the technical difficulties. It is the first game, the first match of the season.
Come on,
so.
Everybody's got rust, including the broadcast team.
Rusty broadcast.
We're back now.
We're back, and we'll be with you for the whole season. I'm so excited, and this game has just made me more excited.
This is going to be a heck of a ride this season. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's a fun way to start. I think Ballard's going to be a real test. I'm excited for Saturday.
Yeah. I just remember we never said our names. I'm Oscar Lopez.
Yeah.
Jamie Lopez. We've been your broadcasters as the Pirates dismantle the Bush School Blazers with a final score of Vachon 6, Bush 2. And we'll send it back to Dan Schuller.